This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana health officials say 13 children in the state have developed a rare inflammatory disease related to the new coronavirus, and one has died. Governor John Bel Edwards gave an update Wednesday on Louisiana cases of what is now known as multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children.
We don't yet know exactly what causes it, but we know there is a relationship to the virus with these children, that they've had it or that they've been in contact with someone who actually had COVID-19 disease. And it can be serious and it can be deadly. But most children who are diagnosed with this condition do get better with appropriate medical care.
The Centers for Disease Control issued an advisory about the syndrome earlier this month. Symptoms include fever, abdominal pain, diarrhea, vomiting, rash, red or cracked lips, bumpy tongue, and swollen extremities. The number of cases reported in Louisiana so far is a small percentage of the 38,497 known COVID-19 cases in the state as of Wednesday. The total number of COVID-19-related deaths for Louisiana is 2,617 deaths reported and 28,700 presumed recoveries. As to when Louisiana will be moving into Phase 2 of the state reopening to more relaxed standards, Governor Edwards said he was encouraged by the declining COVID-19 trajectory, but wouldn't offer a firm commitment of when Phase 2 would be happening. He did, however, stress the importance of people practicing public safety measures such as social distancing and wearing masks in public.
The mask is a huge part of making sure that we don't have a spike in cases again like we saw a couple of months ago. And so I really am asking people to heed the CDC guidance on this, the Department of Health guidance on this.
Edwards said he plans to analyze the latest COVID-19 data and make an announcement this coming Monday or Tuesday as to whether the state can enter Phase 2 reopening on June 5th. This has been Chuck Smith reporting for Red River Radio News.